Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley, and every Wednesday in The Feed, we talk about TV and streaming and movies and things that you should care about, things that are out that you should binge, that you should watch. And we are joined every week by Nick Johnston. He's a writer for Vonuland.com. He writes about all these things. And what's happening this week, Nick?
Well, I'm going to start small and go big. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
All right. And so we've got in our first category over here, we've got streaming on HBO Max this week. Premiering is The Staircase, which is a dramatization of that documentary series that a bunch of people watched back in 2004 and rediscovered when it hit Netflix a couple years ago, and they added a couple new installments and stuff like that. It's a big old tale, true crime, starring Colin Firth and Toni Collette. Colin Firth plays Michael Peterson, the Durham-based writer who may or may not have murdered his wife but was convicted for it. And Toni Collette plays his wife, who was found at the bottom of a staircase.
Oh, man.
The program it's titled.
And it sounds like a whodunit, which my wife and I are always into. I love those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the it's interesting that, it's the documentary is really, really great. I remember watching it. I grew up in North Carolina, in case you can't tell by my foghorn leghorn over here. But, so it was a big case at the time, and it was showing on the Sundance Channel, and I remember tuning in and watching the half-hour episodes of the documentary. So it'll be really interesting to see what they do with this series, bringing it to the more fictional, and the drama, the narrative drama aspect of it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's HBO Max, you said?
Yes, and it starts streaming, I believe, on either Thursday or Friday.
Perfect. And what do we got next?
All right, well, you already are well aware that there's a huge event happening this week. I'm talking, secret societies, magic, conspiracies, people talking to themselves, and other forms of themselves. And of course, what I'm talking about here is The Pentaverate, which is the Netflix television show authored by the one and only Mike Myers.
Oh, wow.
Making his return after, I believe it's 13 years, 14 years, since The Love Guru, his last big outing in things. It's about a secret society that has shaped human history from the Black Plague to Gondward, and it's a pseudo sequel as well to So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh yeah,
which
right.
Is pretty intense. It stars Michael Myers as I think like 10 different characters in addition to all that sort of stuff, and it's got conspiracy theories, all the things you could possibly want out of a series in the year of our Lord 2022, brought to you by the man who created The Love Guru and played the Cat in the Hat, in addition to all the actual good stuff he did.
Right, and who would have thought that the return of Mike Myers in 2022? That's great.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's another sign of the end time, I'd say. It's something you'd see in Sports Illustrated on the letters page.
Right, exactly. All right, and what's the third one we got?
All right, and the third one's actually going to require you to leave the house. As we all know, this week is the premiere of Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one.
It's going to be huge. I can tell you theater owners are already preparing for the tsunami of people that are going to be flocking in to see this week. It's another Marvel tale, this time focusing on Doctor Strange, and it's a contest to see who will win between Doctor Strange and the Scarlet Witch, and all throughout the multiverses. That's not the true contest. It's between those characters, but also between whether or not Benedict Cumberbatch can do a decent American accent. And I think my money's on the movie itself.
Right. It's worth it to see that at least, and to be back in the theater. I'm kind of excited about that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun one. I'm checking it out. We're recording this a bit early, so I'm checking it out tonight on Monday night. It's going to be an interesting time regardless. Fun fact, directed by Sam Raimi, who comic book fan nerds will know as the director of the original Spider-Man films, but also to horror nerds and all attractive and discerning audience members as the director of Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and countless other amazing films. So it's worth checking out for that pedigree alone.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, so some great stuff this week. So thank you so much, Nick. And you can check out Nick Johnston, his writing at Vonuland.com. And every week on Wednesdays, we're going to tell you what you should stream, what you should watch. And we're going to post these all, too, at star999.com. So if you want to go back and see where you can watch them. Thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, Spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.